Nearly one-third of all the beer sold around the world may soon be sold by just one company. That's because Anheuser-Busch InBev today agreed to buy SAB Miller for $106 billion. That would put that as one of the biggest corporate mergers and acquisitions of all time. The beer giant would bring brands like Budweiser and Italy's Peroni under one roof at a time when some consumers are turning to craft beers. CNN's Maggie Lake joins us from New York with more on this. Hi, Maggie.
Hi there, Jeremy.
And what is Anheuser-Busch InBev after here? Why do they want this British South African company, SAB Miller?
Yeah, they are absolutely chasing growth and chasing growth in emerging markets. You know, SAB Miller does have its roots in Africa. And I saw a great stat on Bloomberg today, which really sort of underscores this. 65 million Africans are due to reach legal drinking age by 2023. Those companies are desperate to get their hands on that growing middle class. And it's coming at a time, as you say, when their growth in their traditional markets is slowing down. This surge of not just craft beer, but wine, local spirits, you name it, it is really capturing the attention of the millennials and everyone, frankly, and it's starting to really eat into their market share. I don't know about you. My favorite, Dogfish 90-Minute IPA, just to be on the record.
That's a good one.
So it's happening and it's hurting them.
All right. Well, is this going to get through the regulators, though? Because we see that SAB Miller wants to sell its nearly 60% stake in Miller Coors in order to maybe woo the regulators.
Yeah, that's right. And that is the multi-billion dollar question. It's clearly a concern. AB InBev thinks that getting out preemptively, announcing this asset sale right at the same time as the merger is going to help pave the way. They clearly believe that it's going to get through because they're on the hook for a multi-billion dollar breakup fee. If it doesn't, a lot of people think they may need to sell off a couple more different arms of the business, particularly a lot of people talking about a China. CR Snow is one that they own. They may have to spin off to get regulatory approval. So it's going to be close, but it looks like people do think they're going to be able to get this through. But it's certainly a risk, Jeremy.
And this follows the news last month that the world's third largest brewer, Heineken, was going to acquire a majority stake in a Slovenian brewer. What are the bigger forces behind all this consolidation in the beer industry?
It's this slowdown. Listen, the global economy has been struggling, but that's not just the problem. It is changing taste, eating away at market share. They say they're going to save by combining forces, going to be able to sort of rationalize some of these businesses, save over $1 billion if they pull it off. But I think it is trying to appeal to consumers that where they think they can grow their business and sort of hedge the slowdown in some of those other markets. I think it's a big question, though, about whether that's going to work. Will some of these consumers in Africa, in China, drink this more sort of traditional lager type big conglomerate beers? Or are they also going to leapfrog right over and go to the craft, go to some of the whiskey? And I'm doing a story right now on wine in China. It grew by 69% consumption. It's huge market there and growing. They're trying to build their own Napa Valley. So is beer going to be able to kind of keep up in the same way? Or is it just that everyone's tastes are changing? That's the big question mark out there. But clearly, they think by bulking up, they're going to have a better chance at keeping and hanging on to that market share.
And by the way, you said that your favorite is with the Dogfish IPA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
I sort of change depending on my mood, but I used to be a big Bass person. I like Stella. I like a good Hefeweizen. It really just depends on the weather.
There you go.
Or a Corona if you're on the beach. Why not?
Right? That's right. Maybe there's room for everyone.
Maggie Lake of CNN. Thank you.
Thanks.